Tuesday's statement by the Libyan Football Federation, or LFF, accused its Nigerian counterpart, the Nigerian Football Federation, or NFF, of not cooperating with the local organizers. LFF said the flight diversion was possibly caused by routine aircraft protocols, security checks, or logistical problems beyond their control, adding that Libyan players faced similar challenges in last week's reverse fixture in Nigeria. LFF said it will, quote, take all legal measures to preserve the interests of the Libyan national football team, end quote. On Monday, the Nigerian men's soccer team pulled out of its Confederation of African Football, or CAF, qualifier in Libya and returned home in protest at being abandoned at an airport after their plane was diverted. The NFF said the team was taken to Al Abraq International Airport, 3 hours away from the venue of the match, and that local authorities did not make alternative travel plans for the team. Ademola Olajire is the spokesperson of the NFF.
It's consistent with their usual shenanigans and its characteristics of their very hostile attitude towards other Africans. We have filed a formal letter. The whole world is aware of what happened, what transpired, and how everything went. And we expect a reasonable and justified decision from CAF.
Libyan authorities also have rejected allegations of foul play or willful attempt to dampen the morale of the Nigerian players ahead of Tuesday's match. The Nigerian Super Eagles were scheduled to take on the Mediterranean Knights of Libya on Tuesday to seal their qualification for the 2025 AFCON finals slated next year in Morocco. On Tuesday, LFF posted on social media that it is match day with the Super Eagles. On Tuesday, CAF delisted the fixture over the ill-treatment controversy. Nigerian sports analyst Daniel Aderia says Libya has folded many times in the past.
Historical antecedents, you know, have put them in a very bad spot. It's the most hostile environment anybody can play football. They should go ahead and threaten, because as far as we're concerned, we will not be dim-witted. CAF has said they're going to intervene in the matter. A disciplinary board has been set up to that effect.
On Monday, the CAF said it was talking to both Nigeria and Libya and would take action against a member who violated its rules. Local football club coach Fred Tebbit says Nigeria's diminishing positive public image is to blame.
We should not forget where we belong in the ranks of Africa. A national team of such caliber, with players playing all over the top clubs in Europe, will be treated as such. And I think CAF should take a tough stand on this. Our government is not helping the situation. Our country is full of a lot of stuff, corruption, you know, embezzlement, you know, everything. So the Libyans now, they can measure shoulders with us.
Last Friday, Nigeria defeated Libya 1-0, securing 7 points over 3 games in their group. The top 2 teams in each group will advance to the 24-team finals. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.